Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. As we continue today in Romans chapter 1 and near the end of verse 5, I have a little more to say on what it means to live our lives for Christ's namesake. For the sake of the name of Christ, his reputation in our world, we as Christians need the obedience of faith that we've defined here recently. Yesterday we heard from one scholar, Dr. Kenneth S. Wiest, who said this about the Apostle Paul's words, "for his name's sake." Wiest says, quote, "The words, the name, are an Old Testament expression speaking of all that God is in his being, in his majesty, glory, power, holiness, righteousness. It is used in the sense of character or reputation." End quote. I like that. Paul is writing of the character and reputation of Jesus. And as his people, we want to uphold his character and give him a great reputation in our communities. How do we exalt the character and reputation of Christ when we disagree passionately with someone on protesting or not protesting, on wearing a mask or leaving it off, on whether it should be Trump or Biden? This is a down-to-earth, nitty-gritty kind of topic. This is how we apply what we are learning. Christian lives are lived in the real world, where we have to choose how we're going to live for Christ. And today I want to bring in the perspective of a second Bible scholar. This is the perspective of Leon Morris in his commentary on Romans. It's thoroughly researched and understandable. Morris writes, quote, "For his name's sake means something like for his sake. In the New Testament times, the name had a much fuller significance than with us. We see it as a label, a way of differentiating one from another. But in antiquity, generally it was held that in some undefined way, the name summed up the whole person." End quote. For example, my name Mark may not mean much to you. It's just a name. My name really does not define me or tell you much about me. And the same is true of your name to me. But not so in the time the book of Romans was written. Dr. Morris gives another biblical example. I'm quoting him again. That is the significance of changing a person's name. God changed people's names at times when he bestowed a new character on them. End quote. He goes on to cite Abram to Abraham as an example. In Genesis chapter 17, God did that. Genesis 17. It was a new name for a new character. The name represents who the person is. And that is still true in many cultures today. Maybe you have a name that really represents or speaks clearly to your inner character. That is beautiful when the name matches the man or the name matches the woman. Well, the name Jesus Christ matches the man. Jesus lived up to his name, the name above every name, the name at which every knee shall one day bow. I hope we get the Apostle Paul's point. Now we know what he means by living for his name's sake in Romans 1, verse 5. Tomorrow is the holiday for the 4th of July, so let's take a break from Romans 1. I have something special planned. Join me if you can for the Independence Day edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.